Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another reality show. You gotta like the applause. You gotta like the applause. My name is Golden Hawk, and I'm the host of another reality show. And I was on vacation this week, and I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And I have an extremely dear and close friend of mine who owns Pymander Bookstore. Her name is Kristen, and I called her up and said, "Hey, actually, wait, that's not the whole story. That's halfway through the story. Actually, I was going to replay one of my archive shows, and a fabulous friend who I have met 2 years ago, who does the Kirtan chanting, Satya Franch, I've been practicing that, shot me an email and said, "Hey, girlfriend, how you doing? What's going on?" And it was like, I really look at things like that and say, okay, there's divinity here. After what she was doing on April 22nd, and okay, you can't move the mic while I'm talking because it's sensitive. After, you know, what are you doing on April 22nd? You want to do some Kirtan chanting on the show? And she was like, absolutely, let's rock this. I called my friend Kristen from Pymander Bookstore on 37 Wall Street, Nawa, Connecticut. Oh, this is too much fun. And here we are tonight, live. She's got this amazing, what is this?
A harmonium.
A harmonium, as well as a harmonious voice. You're in for really a delightful treat. She's fabulous. She's brought some accompanying guitar players, and Bill is at the door. Come in, come in. You know, we are doing the show live from a bookstore, so if things start happening, well, you guys all know who listen to my show, things start happening. That's the way it works. And I'm really excited to have these guys on the show. They have a CD, which we are going to be playing a track from at the top of the hour, called, well, that CD is called Love is in the Name. And, well, welcome to the show, Satya.
Thank you very much, Golden Hawk.
My pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Here we sit in our comfy little bookstore, ready to do some chanting.
That sounds great.
So, yes, just so everybody knows, too, the lines will be open while each, do you call this a song, or is there a chant? Or
it's a chant, call and response chanting.
Okay. I'm not going to take calls while the chants are going on. So, you know, if you want to ask a question, if you want to know, you know, anything you want to know, I want to be respectful. So we're going to, you know, we're going to play the chanting, and in between each of the chants, I'll be happy to answer any questions if people have them. And hi, Bill! How are you?
Karen on guitar and response vocal.
And Karen on guitar.
Travels around with Ma Kirtan, our group.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. This way, I don't necessarily have to respond. Phone number, listen, Pymander does book ordering, very specific ordering for books. To reach Kristen, you can call 203-854-5596. Her website is pymander books.com. She has wonderful things going on at the store all the time. In fact, Thursday night is her workshop night, and there's actually meditation going on right now in the back of the store. There's plenty of readers here that do Mary Magdalene and, oh, there's just wonderful stuff. And every time you come into the store, you really do, you come off the streets and into this, like, nice, cozy space. Kristen has very much the nurturing energy, and it's in the store. And I feel it personally. I just love my Kristen, and I love the store. So definitely, if you're in the Connecticut, Norwalk area, check out Pymander Bookstore at 37 Wall Street, Norwalk, Connecticut. And we'll put that out again, phone numbers. And tonight's phone number, if you want to ask a question or find out more about these incredible chanting songs or anything that you want to know, 646-929-2084. And, yeah, woo, okay, well, we're not in my house this time. Nobody's allergic to the cats. It's all good.
We're going to bring some cats just in case.
To really aggravate a good situation. It's all good. Okay, so you want to? I would love it if you can give an introduction. I don't know that all of my listeners, know what this is about, and they know that I like it, but
okay.
It's not going to do that much good.
What we do is called Namasankirtanam. The shortened version, the Western version of that is called Kirtan, which maybe people have heard about. It's a bhakti yoga practice. Bhakti yoga is the yoga of devotion, so it's just as you do hatha yoga to prepare the body as a vessel to be in closer union with the divine. The Hatha Yoga also prepares you to go deeper into devotional practices, meditations, and prayers, etc. And Kirtan is one of those practices. So it is a meditative practice, really.
Awesome.
And the body of Kirtan is repetition, call and response, repetition of the names of the divine. And so in Hinduism, the divine is represented by many aspects, and each aspect has its own personification in a deity. So you have many different gods and goddesses that really are representing an element of the one supreme being, Brahma.
Okay.
So, but we chant those names and we do them in many combinations, and all of those different deities also have many different names of their own. So there are a lot of names to choose from to repeat in this devotional practice, and it is call and response. So typically, you have a person who is leading the chants, who is giving the initial phrase of names to the responders, and then the responders do what they're supposed to do because they're responders. So they will repeat that back to.
Okay, and just so you know, what I'm going to do is I'll shut my mic and then respond, because then I want you to be louder. Well, meaning I can participate in the response, but not on mic. I just want to blend in with the group.
Okay.
But your mic will stay on. So.
Okay, so I'm not going to be responding, though. So somebody, you could have some, maybe Karen could have a mic. But it's not necessary. It doesn't
matter. I'm okay. You want the mic?
No.
This probably can just pick everything up.
Exactly. And maybe what I'll do is just turn it out. Exactly.
Okay. And so that's about it. And so the idea is that through the repetition of the name, you can clear the mind of the chatter of the mind, meaning the things we think about all the time, the daily things that are going on in our lives. Through the repetition of the name, you gradually just start to only think about the divine, and
okay.
Then that is where your meditation comes in. So hopefully you can open your heart by doing this, and it's equally important to just be in the presence of Kirtan. If you're one that's nervous to sing, you can just enjoy the energy that is raised through the participants. And so it's considered to be auspicious to hear, even to hear, the practice of Kirtan.
Awesome.
So.
I like just being able to hear and feeling it. That works for Goldie. So and now, right, we have this whole list, and these are the words and the responses, correct?
Right, those are the
Now, just out of curiosity, do you have any kind of website that they could go to, if they were online, to look at this?
We don't have any chance on the web, per se. All of our information right now is on a fan page
okay.
for Satya Franche on Facebook. So
you want to spell that, because a lot of my listeners are from Facebook. So, indeed, I advertise on Facebook.
So it's S-A-T-Y-A, and then the second name is F-R-A-N-C-H-E. And so they can go to the fan page, and then all of our current kirtans that are upcoming and any kind of news for instance, there's a little blurb about
okay.
Golden Hawk's show this evening and
okay.
so on. So,
and are the words up on that page if they wanted to follow and respond?
No.
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
Good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, indeed, for future reference, because, yeah, Facebook is the interactive thing. So, okay. It's all good. It's all good. Listen, you just need to listen. I have a lot of my friends that said, you know, I was like, just get your tea out, kick your feet up, put the candles up, and, you know, get in the groove.
Okay.
All right.
So,
let's chant.
Okay. So this one we'll be doing now is a chant of Rama, the seventh avatar of Vishnu, and his wife Sita, and the divine destiny within. So this is called Om Namo Bhagavate. Oh.
Okay, yummy, yummy, yummy. This is good stuff. That was called Om Namo Bhagavate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, these these words really are quite beautiful. You can just feel it as soon as you start singing it. You know that it just, for me, anyways, I can only speak for myself. It just immediately puts me in a vibration that says, I really don't care what's going on with the rest of the world. I'm just here, and it's now, and that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay, so I was looking this over. Remember when there was a few that I really enjoyed last time? I don't remember the names. I see Kali here, though. I don't necessarily recognize I don't recognize the rhythm or the harmony, but you know, Kali, me and a good friend of mine, we kind of enjoy her energy as she comes trampling through the world. The Om Mata Kali.
You know, so we're waiting for Grace to arrive.
Oh,
Ardha Varishvara Nanda. She's coming soon. So
okay,
she's
okay.
She's going to be drumming.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's much more.
You know better than I. Okay.
To do that.
And listen, I'm on your cue then. You share whatever works for the people that are here.
I would say, you know what? So Om Mata Kali just came out, so I guess we'll do Om Mata Kali.
Oh well,
just came. So
oh, okay.
I usually go that way. Like whatever.
I that's how you got here, to be quite honest, right?
So I might just stop doing harmonium and play bells, and
whatever you feel. Listen, you ride it and play it however it feels. All right. So this is called Om Mata Kali.
Om Mata Kali.
Kali, 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 Kali Ma.
Kali, 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 Kali Ma.
Durge, 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 Durge 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 Ma.
Ma.
Wow. Wait, let me turn the sound down a little so Goldie's not this. Well, you know, that was my favorite song. As soon as you started, I was like, oh, that's the one I really like.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless, man. That was hot. That's hot. And we have, let's introduce the lovely lady that joined us on drums.
This is Swami Grace.
Swami Grace, well, welcome to the soiree.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have
Rolling on in after the old work day.
Yeah, well, hey, if there's ever a way to unwind, this would clearly be the way to do it. Oh, I love that tune, man. I really do. That. I don't know if it's per se Kali. Should we what?
Should we recap it?
No, because okay. You have many beautiful songs, but it's so funny that I really didn't remember and went straight to that song. I think, I guess on some level I did remember. So the next song is, you know, whatever, you make the call.
Okay, so I think this one is a new one. We actually have a CD that you were talking about. Love is in the Name. This one is not on the CD. So this one will be called Sri Radhe Gopal. So now we will sing to Krishna and Radhe.
Okay.
And that is on the chant sheet there.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, and we don't want too much dead air time, so Goldie's going to say something.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, dead air time gone. Bye. Oh, wait a minute. Is something to drink? Okay, there she goes. No problem.
Shri Radhe Gopala Padamana Sri Radhe. Padmana Sri Radhe.
Yeah.
Sweet. It was very sweet. Okay, I definitely want to continue this, but questions are popping up into my head. How does someone, you know, you just don't come out of the womb saying this stuff. I mean, how do you learn about this, and who teaches this, and, you know, you were clearly born to do it, but, you know, I think you're fabulous. I mean, you know, you guys, I'm taking pictures. You have to see her. She's really passionate when she's singing, and it's really quite evident. Even the vocals, though, everybody. Even there's actually somebody who's just in the store that's jamming with us.
Yes.
It's really sweet in here. Indeed, indeed. It's fabulous.
Great.
Yes, and you're good.
And now we want you to come with us everywhere. Please, come. Great.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely good energy right now. So,
very nice. What's your name? Sunal?
Beautiful, beautiful lady with a beautiful name. Yeah, you play the... I don't know what.
Sona is listen, isn't it?
Sona is golden angelic.
Ah, golden
listen,
hawk and golden angelic. It's a chorus, of course.
Yeah.
This
is
nice.
Lila.
Yeah.
So
wait. So talk to me.
Okay,
tell
the
listeners. The
story with kirtan is, in India, I think most people who practice Hinduism are exposed to it as a practice, as part of
the culture.
As part of their prayer practice.
Okay.
So most people will do home kirtans, and then they do it in the ashram. A lot of ashrams have kirtan, and also in the temples there's kirtan. And so it's sort of, I would equate it to probably like gospel music.
Okay.
Or any kind of devotional music in Christianity or Judaism. There, you know, there's also Kabbalistic chanting.
Yep.
So probably I would say, and also in Islam there is too. Sufi is an Islam form of music which has devotional properties to it. So that would be how you would be exposed to it in its birthplace. In the West, it's taken off quite a lot in the last couple of years, chiefly due to some Western kirtan wallahs. Wallah is the term that is like, that's your trade. So someone who leads kirtan is called the kirtanwala. So there are many people who went to India in the 60s and 70s and came back, some to name are Bhagwan Das, Krishna Das, Sham Das, Deva Pramal, and Miten.
I know her as well. Okay.
And Jayutal is another very big one. And so they're probably on the first level of people who brought it kirtan to the West.
Okay.
And now there's an explosion of younger kirtan wallahs everywhere. It's very popular in California. There's a lot of people around. I mean, all you have to do is just there are a bunch of kirtan festivals coming up. There's one in Saratoga on the weekend of May 14th. Saratoga, New York. There's one going to be. There's always annually one at called Ecstatic Chant. There's one in the spring at Omega, and there's one in the fall. So if you like it, there's plenty to sample around. And so I guess basically most people get exposed to kirtan through a yoga practice.
Okay.
Many yoga teachers now use music in their classes, particularly in a vinyasa flow class, and typically, it would be, most of it, the time, it will be a kirtan singer who that will be.
Well, just when you called it a flow, I mean, I can literally feel it moving my energy as I'm sitting here listening to it. I mean, it becomes emotion
and
in me.
The cool thing is that it's really, the call and response part of it is what raises that energy. So if you, the more people you have who are involved, the more energy is created.
Indeed.
And it can become really feverishly
yeah.
Pitched. So it's, and then, you know, you really feel exhilarated, and hopefully your heart is very opened after you've done some kirtan. So there are a lot of, you know, people, now there are kirtan camps, kirtan colleges.
Really?
Yeah. It's really, if you're looking for it, all you have to do is Google kirtan and you'll find it out.
K-I-R-T-A-N.
K-I-R-T-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
And may I ask, where were you schooled in this? Or?
So I was a musician before, you know, that was my profession. And then for personal reasons, I had to give it up. For about 10 years.
Okay.
And then, but during that time, I was practicing yoga and became a yoga teacher. And through that exposure, I learned of kirtan. And then the opportunity came for me to make the choice to go back into music. And at that point, I had the bhakti, been bitten by the bhakti bug, if you want to say. And so it was a natural segue from just being a lover of music and singing since I was very small, always thinking that's the only thing I could possibly do, to blending that with a devotional practice, because then
right.
I was exposed to bhakti yoga and through my Satguru is Neem Karoli Baba, and he's his followers are considered to be great lovers of kirtan. He was although I never met him in the body, he always loved to have music around. So it's a lineage that is drawn to kirtan by nature. And then I had the opportunity to be living in Rishikesh with a kirtanwala named Ma Chetan Jyoti. And she left the body 2 years ago in April. But I lived with her for some time in Rishikesh and toured around India doing kirtan with her as a responder and bell player and kartels also. And
cartels, what is it?
Cartels are, well, actually, here many people call bells cartels too, but actually, cartels are these rectangular pieces of wood with little, they kind of look like rectangular
symbols?
Tambourine.
Okay, yeah. I've seen
I
you play them
before. I didn't bring them today because I didn't think we would use them, but that's what I would
I've
do.
Seen that before.
So,
okay.
So it's a tambourine-y kind of sound, and actually those Hanuman used to play those.
Okay. Okay.
So I toured with her, and then she came to the Northeast and to Canada, and I went on tour with her there. And then since then have, you know, I've done a lot of kirtan with the different kirtanwalas from the West. I've recorded with a bunch of people, and but there's a lot. I mean, anytime you can do it, you should take the opportunity to do it.
I enjoy this tremendously, indeed. This is a good time too. You have any dates coming up that you want to share? I don't know if they're
going to be playing at a new studio. Unfortunately, I don't have the addresses of. So if anybody in our Ma Kirtan group has any information. There's one this coming Friday, and that is going to be at Do Yoga.
That's tomorrow. You reckon?
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
We were just
pardon?
D-E-W,
Do Yoga.
Okay.
And it's in Stamford.
It's right near, I think it's on High Ridge Road, I think.
Okay.
It's a long ridge right off near the Merritt Park.
Do Yoga in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's beginning at 6:30, and I think before that there's going to be some Mendi Henna. There's a henna artist.
The painting of the okay,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, what is that significant? I'm just out of curiosity. What is that painting? To it's like a temporary tattoo of reverence.
It's adornment for a celebration. So you would, I mean, typically I would say that it's done mostly for weddings.
Okay.
And then now
we've
kind of.
Well, we're celebrating a lot of things these days.
So
I like that.
But, I mean, it's a beautiful art form. And
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
These are old traditions from India that are brought over, and then they're adapted because it's a different culture, but it's
right.
very beautiful nonetheless. So.
Indeed.
And then on Saturday, we're in Cromwell, Connecticut. Does anybody...
It's a healing center in Cromwell.
Healing center in
Cromwell, Connecticut. Okay.
But all of these things are on our Facebook fan page. We have a, you know, we have our calendar of events.
Awesome.
And hopefully we'll be coming back to Pymander soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing one next month in Westport, which is nearby.
Okay. Next month, so May? In May, you'll be in Westport, Connecticut.
We're going to be in, I think, Rye.
Oh, Grand House,
that's
nice.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn. Yeah, I've got some listeners in Brooklyn. My cousin's in Brooklyn.
Right, with Rise in June, but we'll be in Brooklyn. We play every once a month. We do it at Dharma Mitra in New York City.
Okay, New York City, Manhattan?
And,
okay.
Yeah, Dharma Mitra, New York, Sri Dharma Mitra Studio in New York is usually the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
And...
Cross River.
Oh, O2 yoga.
Wow, you really...
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... Yeah,
okay, so let's make sure again that we give the page, because clearly there's, you know, you want to check, depending on, if you're on the East Coast, essentially, you want to check where you are. So wait a minute, so let's make sure we're... Satya Frange? Yes. Okay, S-A-T-Y-A. Oh, there you go. And the second, and her last name is... F-R-A-N-C-H-E. Find that on Facebook, and what I'll do too is we'll befriend each other, and so you can even just go straight through my page and find your a link to her page, and I'll sign up from the fan page and all that good stuff.
Now we're going to do a regular one. The next one being May 11th in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Yeah, no, my roots are there. Yes, I am no longer there, but I do have listeners in there.
That just Shri Yoga Studio.
Okay, Pawtucket.
Broad Street in Pawtucket.
Now, Pawtucket, wasn't that what the movie? I can't think of where he had the day over and over and over and over.
No, that's in
Pawtucket, right? Am I
Groundhog
Day? Wasn't that in Pawtucket? Oh, okay. It ended in a tucket. Okay, listen, this is the way Golden's mind works. got to throw it. But this is Rhode Island you are talking about, Pawtucket, and you'll be there monthly.
He became my friend on Facebook.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, well, all right, we have exactly 1 hour remaining. Also, let's, you know, another shout-out to Pymander Bookstore. 203-854-5596 if you want to order books. A shout out for the CD, which actually, do you want to play a song right now from the
sure.
Okay, do we have the CD lined up?
Ability.
We have a technical. Okay, wait, what track are we playing?
This is the first track.
Okay,
okay,
so
this is actually
do an intro for
the this is actually a mantra. It's a Vedic chant called the Mrityunjaya mantra. So it's just this is not call and response. It's just an opening prayer, really, to...
to preparing yourself to go into a sacred space.
Yeah, just to protection and to give you blessings.
Okay.
Where are the speakers?
Above you.
Above me, okay.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.
Now, actually, it's going to go into Om Namo Bhagavate, which we did at the beginning, but it's a studio version. So.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I want you live, babe, because that's why we got you here. So I'm going to hit pause or stop. I'm delighted to play a song if you'd like that we haven't played or...
Okay, I don't want to have the dead airtime thing.
Well, dead. What really is dead? You are talking to the right girl. This is called Another Reality Show, so, you know, the dead are really just non-physical, so we don't want non-physical airtime.
non-physical airtime or silent airtime.
Yeah, Well, even though, to be quite honest, no, you're fine. You're fine. We're all good. And actually, the meditation group from the back of the store has come through and left their blazing trail be gone, and that's a beautiful thing that happened during the break.
So you could do number four.
Number four? Okay, you want to set that up, Chris?
Yeah.
And what's the name of this? Shri Krishna? Okay, hey, Goldie got that. Her CDs are available here. Oh, so they could actually call you on the phone and order CDs. Now, will you mail it if they're calling from anywhere in the country? Okay, and Kristen's more than happy to mail this stuff out. So if you're enjoying this as much as I'm enjoying this, you can buy the CD via the phone number. The CD is called Love is in the Name, Satya Franche. And here is the song, Shri Krishna. Is this you? Oh, wow. Really beautiful music. All right, wait, let's hit stop so we can hear this live? There you go. Okay, so that was off the CD. You know, call in, order it, buy it. We're here to sell it. We're here to live it. We're here to feel it. This is goodness. Okay, I'm ready for more music. Are you ready for to chant more?
Sure.
Cool. Very cool. Put this down. Oh, that's you. Okay. Thought I had bad feet.
Ready?
What are we doing?
It's sort of a surprise. Let's see if you can...
Take it up.
Gopala, Gopala, Devake Nandana Gopala.
Devakinandana
Deserved an applause. I'm sorry. I have too much. I don't get often that to use that button most of the time. It's very serious talking that we're doing here. Tonight we play. We play and we sing, and I'm probably very loud right now. Okay. Goldie's going to tone it down just a bit. All right. That was beautiful. That's really beautiful. I remember that song as well. I think I remember everything we sang except the new one that you said. Now, how does a new chant come into being?
I guess it may be, good question. Sometimes you'll hear a chant.
Within.
Well, sometimes it'll be that you just decide you want to chant to a specific deity.
Okay.
And then you kind of, then you might listen to other people's chants and then make one yourself.
Okay.
Other times, that particular one, Sri Radhe Gopal, there is somebody that I heard from India. I can't remember his name, but so it was so magnetic that
gotcha.
I wanted to do it. But usually, if I do something that someone else has, a melody that somebody else has done, I add my own
indeed
things to it and. Then, you know, some things are more traditional, some things are less traditional.
Okay.
It is partly just an intuitive kind of thing. Like you just sort of think, if you allow for the energy to come into you, for me, it's then I'm just kind of told by the divine with who to sing to, sort of.
Right.
It sounds a little corny, but it's really what it is. Like,
no,
for instance,
it doesn't sound corny at all.
You were talking about
yeah.
the Kali thing, and then the page came up with Kali, and then it means it's time to play Kali.
Exactly.
And then, so I really go for that. So a lot of times, you know, people want a set list and so on, and I don't really do that because I go with the moment and how it's feeling.
It's like people who want to have me ask particular questions, and I'm like, listen, I let's just let it
like
flow. I'll ask the questions, whatever comes up, you know.
The
indeed.
Only time that wouldn't be the case is if you're doing a kirtan for a specific holiday. You know, if you're doing or if there's a special puja for a specific deity, then you would probably tend to keep to that deity's chants.
Okay.
So,
well, that makes sense.
But I don't think it's a devotional practice, and I think whatever way it manifests itself for you is how it's coming out. I'm
living my life that way, my friend. So, you know, nothing silly, nothing.
Goes,
exactly,
you
because
know,
that's living in the moment.
If you're feeling it's, you know, if it opens your heart and it brings you closer to the divine, then I think there's no rule to follow.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, I agree. Hence, we sit here together, because I'm telling you, you shot me that email. We haven't spoken.
Really,
and it was like, hey, I wonder what they're doing April 22nd. So, I mean, indeed, this is, and we're living proof that there's trust involved. It's just a beautiful experience. This night is a beautiful experience. So I say let's play more. Are you up
okay.
for doing some more? Okay.
Sure.
Now this normally lasts. This can last up to 3 or 4 hours, correct? That you do these?
Typically, our kirtans are probably around 2 hours when we're doing it. But,
okay.
You know, sometimes you'll have extended kirtans. Like you can have a 12-hour kirtan. You can have 24.
Wow.
There are places in India where they have continual kirtans, and what happens is people take over. So. Some one group of bhaktas will start the chant and will do it maybe for 4 hours, and then someone else, can be longer there. It could be 8 hours, and then they'll be given a break, and someone else will come in. You know, they'll
but to keep it continuing,
but it keeps going.
Right.
And there are some places where it's been going on for years. So
non-stop?
It's very interesting.
What must the, have you been? I mean, what is the energy like in those spaces?
Well,
deep,
India,
to say the least. Yeah.
The energy in India is magical and great. And
yeah, I actually have a friend of mine. I work for people from India, and they're my heart and soul. It's funny how in life when we need that, you know, culture to be acknowledged, it shows up. So indeed, and I'm speaking to the beautiful customer that came in who is from Eastern Indian heritage. So, you know, everything's by chance. Because what brought you here? What brought you to Pinelander tonight?
Actually, I left. Funny enough, I left an earring here.
You left an earring here.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
From 2 weeks ago, indeed.
Yeah. Today is Thursday. It's the day after work, and I've gone to drop somebody at the airport.
Nice. Outstanding. Yeah.
Well, we're very happy.
So, I mean, it's divine, truly, right?
I play
the yes, she and plays the cymbals.
I got to play the cymbals.
And now we want you to come with us. Okay, so.
And we're going to let you know, I want your email so I can let you know when I come back to Pinelander with these lovely people. I'll get together. You know, the beauty of it is, though, I'm really realizing the divine does dance through all of us that, you know, we can attempt to plan things, but the truth is if we put the action step out and then surrender to what is, because if you surrender, the divine shows up unmistakably every time. Every time. Outstanding.
Awesome.
All right. Yes, of course, of course.
They'll
all right.
Put you on the mailing list.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. So
okay.
Now I guess since we spoke of Ganesh, we can do one to Ganesh. So Ganesh is the elephant god. He is considered to be the remover of obstacles. So if you are having particular difficulties that you want to overcome. Ganesh would be the deity that you would pray to. And he is the son of Parvati and Shiva. So he has a lot of Shakti in him. So here we go. Saranam Ganesha.
Sangam Ganapati Saranam Ganesha. Sangam Ganapati Saranam Ganesha.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Wow, I'm literally vibrating. It's a nice feeling. Well, I get to sit here and she helps me vibrate.
Very good.
Yeah, I can feel
you
it.
Help yourself.
Well, indeed, but it's like, well, it's just, you know,
we
lately
help each other.
Yeah, well, and music seems to be it's almost like, you know, it's words, but it takes words to another level. Because
the
of the sound.
The name.
But even all music. And then, of course, now you get that and even to a more focused experience because of the chanting and kirtan. You know, it just seems to, it's like everything involved really brings the senses to a peak awareness. Because that's what I'm feeling right now.
Very well said.
Oh, thank you. It's the experience, right? You just shared.
Awesome.
It is awesome. All right. Well, we have 21 minutes. I'm hoping to potentially get in two more songs, if that's okay. But I'm open. You know, because if you want to, you know, play what you feel, and you know, when I start jumping up and down, that means we're closing in on the last 90 seconds.
Okay. So I guess we should. Okay. So we can now sing to Ganesh's dad.
Okay.
Shiva. This is the way it works, I
exactly.
swear to you.
Exactly. So our lovely lady just said she was thinking that, and then it came up. I mean, this is, right, telepathy is very much a part of our experience when we're all open, very much.
So Om Namah Shivaya.
Shiva, Om Namah. Om Namah Shivaya.
Wow. Well, that's just beautiful. I feel like I'm going to sleep pretty good tonight. I feel very relaxed. And, you know, I want to let the people know, if you've never experienced this live, I'm not a very confident person in my singing, per se, you know, other than the car when I'm alone or with very good friends. But there is something magical that happens, I think, as the whole energy and the whole consciousness starts activating your being, just relaxing. You know, it just sounds good. I don't think you could sound bad. You know what I mean?
Right. It can't sound bad. It's good. It's you do it with your heart.
Yeah.
Your heart leads you, and then by being, when you, the heart leads, there can be no wrong.
It's
really
true.
That's the truth in life.
And to
and
be
anything,
in anything, so. And to be truly in that, you know, there are many people that really desire to use their voice and to sing with their voice. This is such an exquisite experience to do that amongst a group of people that can, you know, just open up and say, you know, it,
dancing is also good.
Yeah, dancing is good.
Do
movement,
static dancing.
Movement, yeah.
So you can do whatever
whatever moves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. All right, we got 7 minutes. Let's get
okay,
one more in.
So we're gonna do to close. We'll do this is another Vedic, the Vedic chant. It's so it's not really a kirtan, but I'll say the phrase and then you'll just repeat it. So this is a Western.
Okay.
Type of, so it's called Purnamada.
Oh, I love that one. That's
and so it's on our sheet here. The translation is, that supreme being is perfect. This jiva is perfect. From the perfect arises. Taking the perfect from the perfect alone remains. Om. So it should be most perfect.
Thank you. Oh,
I could have listened to that one. We should have done that one first. That was beautiful. Satya French and Makar Tan Chant, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much.
You're all beautiful. Yeah.
Bhaktas here.
Indeed, everyone. It rocked. We rocked this, all right? Divinity showed up beautifully in everything. And
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. That's right. Happy Earth Day.
Mother
Mother Earth. She blesses us all. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Have an amazing week. Bye now.
Adiós.